Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. The Federal Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit has temporarily blocked President Biden's student loan debt relief plan. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports on the latest ruling.
President Biden's student debt relief plan is temporarily on hold as an appeals court reads up on the matter. The case, brought by six Republican-led states, was dismissed by a judge earlier this week. The plan, announced in August, would forgive up to $20,000 in student loans for qualifying borrowers. The application for the plan officially opened earlier this week. Before the Eighth Circuit's ruling, the administration had been set to start processing applications as soon as Sunday. The White House and Education Department assure that the application for debt relief is open and borrowers can still apply online. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports a judge will allow Bannon to remain free pending an appeal.
A jury convicted Bannon in July of two misdemeanors for flouting demands from the House panel investigating the January 6th attack. Prosecutors say Bannon fabricated claims about executive privilege to avoid complying with a subpoena, and instead he disparaged Congress and the justice system. Bannon did not express remorse and made no statement in court. His attorney blasted the January 6th panel for having a partisan political agenda. Bannon is pledging to appeal, arguing that he relied on advice from his previous lawyer and didn't intend to break the law. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Trump has until November 14th to appear for testimony before the January 6th committee. The House panel formally subpoenaed Trump today. It's unclear how or if the former president will respond. Next year, you'll be allowed to contribute more to your retirement plan. As NPR's David Gura reports, the IRS is upping the maximum contribution to keep pace with inflation.
If you have a 401k or a 403b, in 2023, the new contribution limit will be $22,500. That's $2,500 more than this year, a jump of almost 10%. And you're also allowed to put more money in IRAs. The reason the Internal Revenue Service is making the change is high inflation. The latest government data showed prices on goods and services rose from August to September by 0.4%, more than expected. The federal government also increased the contribution limit for adults 50 and older, who are allowed to contribute more because they're closer to retirement. That maximum is now $30,000. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Costco workers have ratified a contract with the Teamsters Union for the first time. This is NPR. A sheriff in eastern Oregon arrested the leader of a U.S. Forest Service crew conducting a prescribed burn, further igniting tensions. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jonathan Levinson has more.
The Forest Service employee was arrested for reckless burning after the prescribed burn he was overseeing in the Malheur National Forest jumped a road and ignited an estimated 20 acres of private land in Oregon's Grant County. Sheriff Todd McKinley said Rick Snodgrass was released without bail but declined to offer more details. A Forest Service spokesperson said only that it would be inappropriate to comment on a legal matter. Some Oregon sheriffs have sided with ranchers and taken an extremist position challenging the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management's rights to control national forests. Challenging those rights underpins the 2016 armed militant takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. This week's extraordinary arrest potentially reignites those tensions. For NPR News, I'm Jonathan Levinson in Portland.
Tropical storm Rosalind is growing stronger off of Mexico's Pacific coast. It's expected to make landfall as a hurricane this weekend. Winds are gusting near 70 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center is warning of potentially dangerous storm surge with significant coastal flooding. Heavy rainfall could lead to flash flooding and possible landslides. Pfizer says it will charge $110 to $130 for a dose of its COVID-19 vaccine when the federal government stops paying for the shots. The drug maker says commercial pricing for these adult doses could start early next year, depending on when the government phases out its program. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News.
Support